This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is asking the U.S. intelligence community to keep pushing for answers on how the COVID-19 pandemic began. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he and most other scientists believe the virus most likely occurred naturally.
But no one knows that 100% for sure.
And it's possible the virus emerged from a lab accident, a theory the Biden administration spent months minimizing. The president now says those are the two likely scenarios the intelligence community is considering, and he wants officials to redouble their efforts.
We have to get a better sense of the origin of COVID-19, and also how do we prevent the next pandemic.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president wants a report within 90 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us that there is a third antibody drug available to COVID-19 patients.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's authorized the emergency use of a new drug with the goal of reducing hospitalizations and patient deaths. The drug comes from GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotechnology, designed to treat mild to moderate cases of COVID-19, where patients are at risk of severe illness because of advanced age or underlying health conditions. This antibody drug is given through an IV and should be administered within 10 days after symptoms develop. Health officials say the demand has been low for two similar drugs already on the market. They suspect hospitals don't have a clear picture of the drug's availability. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Australia's most second populous state of Victoria will enter a one-week COVID-19 lockdown, forcing a near 7 million residents to remain home. This is VOA News. Egypt and the United States said that they would work together to reinforce a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Cairo and Amman on Wednesday on a regional tour. Egypt has long-standing relations with both sides in the conflict and played a key role in brokering the ceasefire after 11 days of violence in coordination with the United States. Blinken also said that he had a lengthy discussion with the Egyptian president about Cairo's human rights record and had raised the issue of Americans who have been detained in Egypt. The United Nations said on Wednesday it is relocating around half of its staff as a precaution from the eastern Congo city of Goma, which was nearly overrun by lava during the eruption on Saturday and has since been shaken by hundreds of earthquakes. More than 20,000 people are homeless and 40 still missing in the aftermath of Saturday evening's volcanic eruption that sent rivers of lava towards Goma, killing at least 31 people and destroying more than 3,000 homes. The lava stopped just 300 meters short of Goma Airport, the main hub for aid operations in the east of Congo. An employee who gunned down 8 people at a California rail yard and then killed himself as law enforcement rushed in had talked about killing people at work. The ex-wife of Samuel Cassidy says even more than a decade ago, he was often resentful of his work. Authorities say Cassidy opened fire Wednesday at a light rail facility in San Jose. He then shot himself. One wounded man is in critical condition. Another candidate has been killed in Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Mexican authorities say a mayoral candidate killed in north central Mexico this week was the 34th candidate murdered nationwide ahead of the June 6th elections. Alma Barragan was killed Tuesday while campaigning for the mayorship of the city of Moroleon in violence-plagued Guanajuato state. Mexico's president said Wednesday the killing was without doubt the work of organized crime gangs. Observers say Mexican drug gangs want to place sympathetic candidates in town halls and city governments so they can operate without police interference. I'm Mike Rossia.
A new World Weather Agency forecast says it's likely to be so hot in the next 5 years that there's 40% chance the globe will push past the temperature limit set by the Paris Climate Agreement. A Thursday's report by the World Meteorological Organization doubles the chances it gave last year for 1 year to be 2.7 degrees warmer than pre-industrial times. The Paris Climate Accord tries to prevent that much warming, but already Earth has warmed 2.2 degrees. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.